Welcome to this week's Bill Elliott Racing Podcast. It's October 22nd, 2009, and I'm joined by Bill Elliott Racing driver John King. And John, the Cup Series and Truck Series are at Martinsville this weekend, but you've had some excitement at Martinsville racing on your own over there, huh?
Yeah, we went there a few weeks ago for the late model stock race.
And tell us about how you finished in that race and how the race went for you, where you qualified, and I'm sure it was pretty challenging. You told me it was a pretty prestigious motorsport event.
Oh, yeah. It's the best of the best around the country. You know, all the track champions are there, and it's something else as far as competition. I mean, it's as tight as a Cup race, or tighter, you know. We went up there, and I was a little green. I'd never been there before. Really had never seen the place. And we got behind a little bit, but so we didn't qualify so well, but started 14th in the heat race and got up to 7th. Almost made the race. If I'd had probably a couple more laps, I think we had a real chance of making the race. But it didn't tear up any race cars, and I gained a lot of experience. It's really a pleasure to go to those events, race with those guys, and just learn from them.
And so you made up 7 spots just in a short heat race. How long was the heat race?
Heat race was just 25 laps.
So 25 laps. That's still not bad. Martinsville's a tough place to pass, and you're not one of the titans out there. It's your first time at the track, so I guess we pass on, even though you didn't make the feature. Congratulations. How long would the feature have been if you'd made the race?
It was 200 laps. They ran 100 laps and then had a 10-minute break and ran another 100 laps.
Goodness gracious, so that's a pretty big long race, especially for those kind of race cars. Now, what have you been doing since then? You said you had some shopkeeping to do, some work around the shop, and what are you getting ready to achieve ahead in the next couple of weeks?
Well, we don't have any events right now at this time, so we're just getting caught up. You know, we had another race car, the one that we've been racing all year, just kind of tidying it up a little bit. And I have a new dirt car we're trying to finish up, put together, and... Of course, we got that truck that we're going to play with some over this next couple months. See how that goes, but had a couple more little projects going around the house. We're just trying to finish up, so it was a good time to kind of get caught up, get our homework done a little bit.
Yeah, this is that time of year where race car drivers, especially of the shorter ranks, as the track championships wrap up and the series wrap up, they start pacing around, or, you know, especially your age, pacing around, hoping to jump in the next thing that's available. I guess that you don't have any racing, per se, for you to drive this weekend. You're going to go catch at least one of the races in Martinsville.
Yeah, we're going to go hang out. We've got some friends in the track series, and we're going to go hang out and see what's going on these next couple days.
Cool.
Just watch a race for a change, I guess.
And now, I notice you're not staying for the Cup race. Is I guess the Truck Series more your cup of tea, or you just don't want to be caught in the madhouse out there?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I wouldn't care to go watch the Cup race, but well, it's about as easy to watch it on TV as it is being there.
I think that's a sentiment a lot of people have held, considering the attendance numbers. I guess that you're a racing expert. I mean, I don't guess you are. I assume you are. I know you are. Tell me, I guess, what your predictions are, you know, for this Martinsville Cup race coming up, for the chase. I assume you've at least been following it a little bit. And how do you think it's all playing out so far?
Well, I'm no expert, but I don't know. Those top cars in points are, you know, it's year after year, it seems like Jimmy Johnson, Jake Nassau, you know, really pick it up at the end of the year when it counts. And they've been strong these past few races. I mean, just spot on. So I look for them to be up front. And Mark Martin, and as well as the other Hendrick cars, you know, I look at who's being really strong in this points chase and expect them to stay there for the rest of the year, really.
Yeah, that Charlotte race, the Lowe's race, definitely drew a line of the points with really only 6 people in any kind of legitimate contention, and Jimmy Johnson has won 5 of the last 6 Martinsville races, so he's probably a good pick. Well, John, that about wraps it up. Folks, just as a testament for this Bill Elliott Racing program, Casey Roger goes and debuts 2nd in his ARCA race. Chase Elliott runs respectably in the Winchester 400-lap event for the CRA Super Series in Indiana. And John King has just made his debut for his series at Martinsville. So that's a pretty big deal. John, you got to say, it's a pretty big successful deal, Bill Elliott Racing, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's a great deal. I appreciate everything y'all do.
You got it, buddy. Well, we're here with John King. That was this week's Bill Elliott Racing Podcast. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull. Tune here next week.